From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We welcome you to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns brings the concluding portion of a message entitled The Gospel According to Paul in a Nutshell, part of his series in the book of Romans. The text is found in chapter 3, verses 21 through 26, and Dr. Cairns has called verse 21 of chapter 3 the hinge of history. With the words, "But now," Paul begins to explain how God can justify sinners and remain true to his righteous character. The answer is found, of course, in the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross, where he bore the wrath of God for guilty sinners. Paul had experienced God's saving power firsthand, and it thrilled his soul. This is the message he preached all over the then-known world, and it is the only message that provides the solution to man's sin and guilt. But in order to be saved, each man must recognize that before God he is a guilty, hell-deserving sinner. To deny this is to be lost forever. For as Paul wrote to Timothy, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns shortly. But first, we invite your attention to this brief devotional thought taken from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled, Evening Brightens into Day. The text is found in Zechariah chapter 14 and verse 7. It shall come to pass that at evening time it shall be light. It is a surprise that it should be so, for all things threaten that at evening time it shall be dark. God is wont to work in a way so much above our fears and beyond our hopes that we are greatly amazed and are led to praise His sovereign grace. No, it shall not be with us as our hearts are prophesying. The dark will not deepen into midnight, but it will on a sudden brighten into day. Never let us despair. In the worst times, let us trust in the Lord, who turneth the darkness of the shadow of death into the morning. When the tale of bricks is doubled, Moses appears, and when tribulation abounds, it is nearest its end. This promise should assist our patience. The light may not fully come till our hopes are quite spent by waiting all day to no purpose. To the wicked, the sun goes down while it is yet day. To the righteous, the sun rises when it is almost night. May we not with patience wait for that heavenly light, which may be long in coming, but is sure to prove itself well worth waiting for. Come, my soul, take up thy parable and sing unto him who will bless thee in life and in death, in a manner surpassing all that nature has ever seen when at its best.
Surely he will care for
Over the years that Let the Bible Speak has been on the air, many folks have commented on the beautiful sacred music which is a part of each program. Now, for a limited time, you may obtain a CD containing a sampling of these Christ-honoring selections. Entitled Our Great Redeemer's Praise, this CD will provide you with nearly an hour of such beloved pieces as Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven, Be Still, My Soul, May the Mind of Christ My Savior, and In Heavenly Love Abiding. The songs are performed by the various musical groups of Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina. This CD is available free of charge to our Let the Bible Speak listeners. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular mail. You may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Ask for your free copy of the CD, Our Great Redeemer's Praise. But don't delay. The supply is limited. Call or write for your copy today.
You see, the gospel must deal with certain things. It must deal with sin. How is that good news? How is it good news to deal with sin? Well, it is good news because God has the answer to sin. But it must deal with sin. It must deal with guilt. It must deal with the sinner's alienation from God. It must deal with his condemnation. It must deal with the wrath of God against sin. We'll see that when we get down to verse 25, where the very translation of the Greek text is perverted by most modern translators because they hate the theme of the wrath of God against sin. But if we're going to preach the gospel, we must preach a gospel that denounces sin, that reveals the sinner's guilt, that shows him under condemnation, and then that brings out in all its glory the beauties of the gospel. I know that things are done a little differently over here than, well, they're supposed to be. I'm sure there's a degree of manipulation goes on that I know nothing about. But a little differently than we do in the more civilized parts of the world, you know, like Northern Ireland, where we always smile before we shoot you. Over here, when a young fellow's thinking of taking the plunge into that great, I was going to say the great abyss, but I meant the great happiness of marriage. Talk to Craig about that. He will go out and he'll buy an engagement ring, and you know, he does it, and then he comes and he presents. It's a big surprise. Of course, all the time the strings have been pulled, and you know, he's been put in place. Over in our part of the world, usually you'll take the girl with you. I was so good, I was away preaching a gospel mission, I sent Joan her own. And she actually got to pick her own ring. As long as it wasn't over $10, she could have whatever she wanted. Many a time, in those days especially, when you didn't own a car, you could hardly have afforded a scooter, and I mean the type that the kids have now, you put one foot on and push with the other foot. You'd walk around the town and you'd look into the jewelers and see the rings you could never afford to buy. Ina's laughing, she knows that, especially for Free Presbyterian ministers. These are the things we would... You see that big one there? I would love to buy you that, but sorry. You see that one there? Well, take the half of that littlest one and maybe we'll get there. But you know, they all looked wonderful. And on every occasion, the jeweler took his diamond and his gold and he set it in a dark backing. And the blacker the backing, the more brilliant the gem. The gospel takes man's sin, makes no apologies about how vile it is. If I had the tongue of an archangel tonight, I could not describe your sin or my sin as black and as vile as it really is. Could I describe your sin and my sin as God sees it? Our faces would burn with shame. The devils in hell are not more depraved than we. And then against that background, now the righteousness of God has been revealed, not to damn you and destroy you, but to justify you and to save you. A righteousness provided by God. And as we go down this chapter, we'll see at what a price. Do you see those words later? Whom God hath set forth to be a propitiation, to be a sacrifice, to endure and put away the wrath of God against our sin. Provided by God, acceptable to God, and available from God. This is the glad news, and this is what the gospel tells sinners. And that then it tells them, listen, all this is by faith alone in Christ alone. Now I want to make this clear because there's a lot of misconstrued thinking here. You are not saved on account of your faith. Understand that. You are not saved on account of your faith. You're saved on account of the righteous merits of Christ. Faith is not righteousness. God does not consider your faith to be righteousness. God does not transmute your faith into righteousness. God does not deal with you as if your faith were righteousness. Faith is rather the instrument. It is the hand of a dying man that reaches up to receive the gift of life. When it says you're justified by faith, it simply means faith receives what God provides. Nor is it faith in general. That's the gospel of today, the pseudo-gospel. Doesn't really matter which God you believe in as long as you believe. Science or pseudo-science, I'm not quite sure which. Some scientists at least say they have found the God gene. The God gene. Now, I have no difficulty in believing that in the genetic structure of man, he is made to be dependent upon God and to acknowledge God. But the whole theory is it doesn't really matter which God you believe in, as long as you believe in God. People of faith, as long as you have faith, it does you ever so much good. Doctors tell us that you heal better if you're a person of faith. Again, you might believe in Satan, you might believe in Jehovah, you might believe in Allah, you might believe in witchcraft, you might believe in anything. As long as you believe. But that's not the gospel of the New Testament. You're not saved by faith. You're not justified by faith, period. You're justified by faith in Jesus Christ. That's the exclusive object of saving faith. In other words, it doesn't matter what a man believes. Now, don't misunderstand or misconstrue what I'm saying, as if there were no difference in these things. But I'm talking about as to his ultimate destiny. Whether you believe that Bible is the inspired word of God, or whether you believe it's a bunch of fairy tales. If you believe the latter, you're a fool and a liar. But we'll not get into that tonight. But it doesn't matter if you don't believe in the Lord Jesus. You can be in hell along with everybody else confessing. That is the book of God. For there's not a soul in hell has any doubt of it. Doesn't matter what you believe. If you have not personal faith in Jesus Christ, you're not justified. For justification, the reception of the gift of righteousness unto life eternal, is by faith in Jesus. Jesus himself said in John 8:24, I said therefore unto you that you shall die in your sins. For if ye believe not that I am he, you'll die in your sins. Do you remember his famous words in John chapter 3? God so loved the world, we all know that one. The next verse, God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. Not so many know that one. But what about the next verse? He that believeth on him is not condemned. But he that believeth not is condemned already. Why? Because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. That's what led Paul in Galatians chapter 2 verse 16 to say, knowing that a man is justified by faith, not by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ, we have believed in Jesus Christ that we might be justified by the faith of Christ. That's it. This is the essence of the gospel. I want you to get it tonight. You're a sinner, and so am I. As foul, as filthy, as wicked, as hell-deserving as a sinner can be. Now, if you're stuck there, if your pride stops you from acknowledging that, you can't be saved. I was reading about an evangelist who had big, big campaigns in many parts of the United States and saw thousands of people come to profess faith in Christ. I must say, I do not personally like some of his beliefs and some of his practices. But one thing he always wanted people to do when they came out in his campaigns, first thing, he wanted them in their prayer to the Savior, to God Almighty, to say, Lord, I am a dirty, rotten, filthy, hell-deserving sinner. That was the start. And this woman came out. She said, I want to be saved. Well, let's start. Lord, I am a dirty, rotten, filthy, hell-deserving sinner. She was absolutely quiet. He said, what's wrong? She said, but I'm not a dirty, filthy sinner. She says, well, then you can't be saved. Well, sit down. But I want to be saved. But you can't be saved. But I want to be saved. Well, you can't be saved. For Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And then she said, but I'm a good sinner. And he said, Madam, go and sit down. There's no such thing as a good sinner. And you can't be saved until God gives you grace to see I am a dirty, vile, and guilty sinner. He was right. In her case, it worked wonders because she realized, yes, I'm just a proud sinner too. Broken at the thought of her pride, she called on God for mercy. We're sinners. If you're content to live in your sin, then you'll die in your sin. A lot of people want to live in their sin, but they don't want to die in their sin. Didn't Christ save the dying thief? Well, he did, but he didn't save the other one. Can he save you in your deathbed? He can save you on your deathbed. But here's a sobering thought. When I look at the vast number of people who profess faith in life and live to prove that there was nothing to their profession of faith at all, I have great worries about many who make professions on their deathbed. Well, he's able to save you any time. But he says, now is the accepted time, now is the day of salvation. You want to live in sin, and you'll die in sin. But if tonight in your heart there's a desire, I want God's answer for my sin, then this is it. God's answer is not a band-aid. It's not a painkiller. not a cover-up. God's answer is to meet your sin head-on and say, here is righteousness.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.